What
was that? Are we ready to go?
Yeah.
I always like to start.
Well, we're ready to go.
Too went with a bit of humming.
I thought you were starting with a stretch a minute ago.
I was. Yeah. I was stretching and humming. Stretch. That's what I do. Yeah.
That is my second favourite sound of the week. The first, of course, belongs to listener Michael from Five Words, Five Grand.
Ooh. Yes.
I really want to be his voiceover agent. Yeah. I really do. That's amazing.
You get a lot of work.
I mean, this was just remarkable, wasn't it?
Ooh, so guttural, isn't it? I love it.
I couldn't stop using it. You know, I've become obsessed with things. Yeah. I couldn't stop using it for about an hour.
Yeah,
I mean, we've taken it, because this is supposed to be the best bits of the show you're going to enjoy, so we've had to cut it all out, because me just playing this for 60 minutes
making
is not...
it as your text alert on your phone was a step too far. Yeah, that feels weird on the train as well. What's going on? Ooh, hello. What's going on here?
I want to tell you a tale from school gates.
Ooh.
Okay.
Is what I want to do with the bonus material today, because I think there's new levels of lazy parenting, right?
Oh, really?
Because, you know, we all have to, like, make it work for ourselves. Anyone who is a parent, listen to this, it can be challenging, ultimately very rewarding, and we're all just doing our best to get along, which is why even when I hosted a parenting podcast, I never had a go at anyone for giving their kid a bit of screen time every now and again or just sticking some oven chips in. It's difficult, right?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So one of the things that I have struggled with, and it's something I would just, honestly, if I could, like, if I had three wishes and I could instantly change one thing about me, and I know you're looking at me thinking, what could that be? You're practically perfect in every way. Davy Poppins over here, it would be that I could remember people's names. People's names, like the names that stick with me are the ones, it'll be people I'll never see. It'll be like the taxi driver who picked me up. We'll get chatting. I'll remember his name, and I'll go to a dinner party and I won't remember any of the names of anyone around the table.
Or people's kids' names. I'm really bad at that.
I've got to have a little note in my phone friends' kids' names, so I don't
forget. Contact.
Andrea, that's perfect. Here is mine. It's called the school friends and clubs. It's in my notes in my iPhone.
That's good.
Now, so what I've got here is Evie's got like a little gang of friends, and I know all of their names. So there's Emily and her mum's name is Weiss, and there's Eleonora and her mum's name is Seppi. And I've just slowly but surely over the last couple of years, my daughter's seven, by the way, over the last couple of years, I've started to just cobble it all together. It's starting to stick, making friends at the school gates when I pick Evie up. So it's all going well.
Wow.
There was a new face at the school gates this week. And I'm talking to you, Priya. And this is when I'm talking about new levels of parenting laziness. And I just have to admire Priya because she said, like, oh, what's your name and who's your daughter? And I kind of explained who I was and about Evie and you. And I said, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm really bad with names. She said, the same here. I said, in fact, don't tell anybody this, but look. And I got my phone out and I showed her the notes that I'm showing you now. And she screen grabbed it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She took a photo of my laziness on her phone. So you've
done the hard work.
But I mean, talk about copying someone's homework.
Amazing.
Build your own database.
You should monetize this. You should monetize it. Sell it on the school class WhatsApp group. Who wants it? List the names and kids.
Is this Facebook?
We'll sell them. Tenner a pop.
So anyway, she took a picture of my notes in her phone.
I love it.
That's a new low.
But no,
she'll have to favourite it now, so she can find it.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But the thing is, what I'm worried about, you know, all jokes aside, I was happy to help. If she's going to use my spellings for things like birthday cards and stuff she's in for I mean, they're all phonetically spelled.
She's going to be mispronouncing all the names.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like my news bulletins.
So anyway, that is what's been happening to me at the school gates this week. And without further ado, it is now on with the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Absolute Radio.
The comings and goings across social media with Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition. Matt.
Bit of a transport special for you this morning, because a guy called Max Fosh is pushing back the boundaries of what you can do at a train station. I'm not sure why he's done this, right? But he has transferred a train ticket QR code onto the head of his bald-headed friend. So he's got it, and he went to the train station to see if he could scan the QR code on his friend's head. Here he is in action. Again, not sure why he's done this.
Can I use my bald friend's head as a train ticket? It's just there.
Oh, okay.
To find out, I enlisted the help of my friend Tom, and with a makeup artist, we applied an exact copy of my train ticket's QR code to the top of his bald head.
That is amazing.
After fanning it dry, we went to Paddington Station to catch the 12:30 train to Reading.
I was just trying to get to Reading. It's just here. We didn't have any printing paper left, so we just kind of put it...
Not working. That's the one in glass.
on the glass.
With seconds to go before my train left without me, we made one final attempt by scanning the actual ticket scanner.
Is that going to...
So it worked.
It worked. Yeah, he sort of bows down his head to the scanner.
But did they? It's on the top of his head.
Yeah,
it's on the top of his head. That's the most awkward place to have it, right?
Remember when Anna Geary first used Face ID to access her Apple wallet? She used to do that on the tube. She would bow down to press it for some reason. It really reminds me of that. But yeah, whenever I have one of those QR codes, half the time they don't scan on those glass things anyway. So it's amazing.
It's incredible that it's worked.
He could do it with his bald head. Apparently, this guy, the Hypebeast Womble, loves this guy. He once tried to sell an actual car boot at a car boot sale.
I love that.
It's crazy antics.
Nice.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's a great story sent to me by a listener to the show, Grant Sullivan, on Instagram.
Morning,
thank
Grant.
You, Grant. It's from someone called Bexy Bex, who's going quite viral at the moment. She sort of reads out old songs in a posh English accent. And
right.
She has done the lyrics from the reggae pop hitmaker from the 90s, the Canadian rapper Snow. So remember, Informer was his big, big song.
Yeah. Imagine I remember that, one of the key lyrics, actually.
In a very posh English accent. It's a coming together that is a work of art. Here
Informer, you know, say daddy, me snow, me go blame. A licky boom boom down. Police are them, are they came, and are they blow down me door. Break a car, true my window. So they put me in the back, the car at the station. From that point on, me reach my destination. Where the destination reaching? Outer East Detention, where they looked down me pants, look up me bottom.
I don't remember that bit. Strange, but what a new version
what
of
delivery.
Informer. And then a piece of Social Ammo Gold from yesteryear. This was one of the... I think this is one of the first ever Social Ammo clips I played on this very show when the feature started... Possibly like 2018 or something, was it, when we started doing Social Ammo? Because the Winter Olympics is starting officially this morning in the Dolomite Mountains. It makes you think of the Ski Sunday music.
It
the
does.
Beautiful piece of music. Classic staple of Sunday night TV. But imagine if it had lyrics
to
the Ski Sunday theme tune. It was the comedy character Jeremy Lyon, a.k.a. the brilliant Justin Edwards, who took the Ski Sunday theme tune and added lyrics.
Okay.
And it is amazing. Here's a little snippet for you.
Ski Sunday, Ski Sunday, Ski Sunday is coming on. Ski Sunday, Ski Sunday, Ski Sunday. We're watching Ski Sunday. It's a programme about skiing. It's on late afternoon or sometimes early evening. It's a weekly programme dealing with the news of alpine skiing. It began in 1978 with original presenter David Vine. Ski Sunday, Ski Sunday, Ski Sunday is coming on. Ski Sunday, Ski Sunday, Ski Sunday. It covers downhill skiing where they just go straight down on their skis. Also slalom skiing where they weave around and bend their knees. They all go very fast and push themselves along the skiing poles. And the one who goes the fastest wins the race and gets a medal, I suppose. Ski Sunday, Ski Sunday. Ski Sunday. Ski Sunday.
It goes on for 2 minutes.
Now, when you first started Social Ammunition, you had to be that good to make the cut, and now TikTok Tony's on.
Yeah, I know. Well, they're saying that February that we're in right now is the perfect month, right?
Oh, really?
It's gone viral because people are talking about this. Every single week from the 1st to the 28th starts on a Sunday, ends on a Saturday, filling the calendar in flawless rows. It does look very nice. This hasn't happened since 2015.
Oh, really?
And it won't happen again until 2037. It started... You've got to look at the calendar in terms of Sunday to Saturday for it to work.
Yeah, my phone doesn't do that. That's
Monday,
so
Monday,
why would the iPhone, all its genius, put the first Sunday
know,
the first
it's
up
ruined
there?
The look of it,
the symmetry's
it,
gone.
Yeah,
what are you doing, Apple?
But, I mean, it looks really nice. And so I think we
should look at the
flawless rows. It started on Monday, the 1st. A pinch punch first of the month, by the way. My daughters went so hard on Ted on the pinch punch, they made him cry. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Oh,
they're in such a rush to do it first. They start pinch punch. And he was like, what are you doing? And he started crying, bless him.
Oh, that is sad.
Very sad start to the month for Ted, but wait till I tell him about the flawless rows.
Look at the symmetry, my boy.
That's really going to cheer him up. No end. I also have for you this morning an adorable clip of a little toddler that's gone viral. Right?
Okay.
So she's a little girl. She cannot say the word Pinocchio. She's with her mum. Her mum's trying to break the word down into its separate little parts to make it easier to say. But once she puts them together, she cannot say it. It's classic toddler behaviour. Here she is.
No.
No.
Ki.
Ki.
Oh.
Oh.
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio. Pinocchio. She's just so cute. And someone's turned it into a song, haven't they, obviously?
Oh, it sounds like the Crazy Frog already.
It does,
so, yeah,
sound
yeah,
like
yeah,
Crazy Frog. A Brazilian music producer called Attila KW has added it to music.
No.
No.
Key.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it? Yeah, and there's certainly an element of Crazy Frog to it. You'll be singing along with it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Absolute Radio.
Okay, so you're back just in time to share your weirdness, your freakishness, and if I may, Andrew, I don't want to ask this question on your behalf, but I know you had plans of leaving a bottle of beer in the chalet two doors down from your chalet because you know that producer Old Swiss, and given his name, of course he's going skiing soon, you thought it might be waiting for him there as a little treat when he arrives.
Yes.
Did you do that?
No, I was too lazy.
Right, okay.
Yeah. I realised it was down the hill and I'm not going down the hill.
I'm not going to go down the hill. Yeah. No. Did you hear that? Also, it's down the hill. There you go. There you go. Is it weird that 8, 12, 15, that's where you share with the group. That's what we're after as we embark on a brand new week together. And I'm kind of, it's the first time I've done this. You've done this a few times in this section of the show over the years. But Evie has a new weird TV show obsession.
Ah, yes, I love
so
this.
So the time it's come around, my daughter is 7 years old.
Great.
And it's strange. It's linked to you.
Oh, really?
It features one of your close friends.
Oh.
It's odd. It's unusual. I'll explain all just after 8. Get involved yourselves. 8, 12, 15. Matt, have you been weird?
Well, yeah, you know, I met one of my favourite footballers of all time on Thursday night when I went to watch Forest in the Europa League, right? And I was chatting to Ian Wone for a long time. I did something a little bit weird with Ian Wone when I got into his car.
You got into Ian Wone's car?
I got into Ian Wone's car. But then I did something...
Did he invite you into it, or did you just sit behind the wheel?
No, he invited me into it.
Wow.
I did something a bit weird, but I mean,
what car's he got?
It's a nice Mercedes, yeah.
Of course it is, Premier League.
Premier League,
son.
Assistant manager, Premier League, come on.
Andrew, apart from being too lazy to walk down a hill to leave producer Old Swiss a bottle of beer under a piece of decking, have you been weird?
Yes, and actually, I think someone else has been weird, and it's to do with something I overheard on ski lift.
Overheard on a ski lift.
Beautiful.
I think that's its whole subtext.
I think
that's brilliant. 8, 12, 15, get in touch right now. Paul in Croydon. Dave, team, is it weird that I passionately loathe anyone who makes that unnecessary whistling noise upon hearing a fascinating fact or statistic?
Really?
Paul. Why is that an appropriate response and why hasn't it been nicked in the bud immediately?
Yeah.
Continues,
it's a good
Paul.
Point. It's a really good point.
I've never really thought about it before.
Yeah. Why can you react in a different way? Why do you have to whistle? Very strange.
But to passionately loathe that. That's what Paul's asking. Is it weird? Is it weird to passionately loathe that?
Yeah. It's all weird, really, isn't it?
The whole thing's weird.
He might have to say, if he's got a fact here, I'm going to tell you a fact, but you better not whistle when
he has
this
to prefix it with that.
You have to say that.
That's true. I want to start doing it now.
I've not heard anyone do it for a long time.
I don't think anyone in my life does it.
No, yeah.
But I am the person in my life who does it, Paul. In fact, you're not weird. You're an inspiration is what you are, Paul, which is amazing. Matt Dyson, speaking of inspirations, a man who inspired you as a young boy.
Yeah.
In fact, you had a poster on your wall.
Yes.
Now, on Friday, we didn't have time to get round to talking about what happened to you on Thursday evening because we had, you know, the darts winner reveal.
There's a lot going on.
We had, you know, Fleur East on Five Words, Five Grand. There was so much going on. We didn't get to talk about the fact that on your birthday, you achieved your 9-year-old dream of going to Nottingham Forest Training Ground.
Yes.
And meeting Ian Wone.
Yeah, because it turns out Ian Wone is a massive
Absolute Radio
fan. Right? It turns out he's a big radio fan.
It's such a big fan. I'm not Bob Turner's name.
Every day.
Sorry, Ian.
He listens to The Breakfast Show every day.
Is it weird that Matt can't whistle even though 57 years old.
No, I just didn't have time to purse my lips properly. That's all.
That's the name of the show.
Because it turns out he's a massive Absolute Radio fan. So he listens to the Breakfast Show every day.
Does he?
And all his family. They listen to Absolute Radio Country. He listens to Rock and Roll Football.
Hello, the ones.
So he was so nice. Me and my brother spent an hour in his company. He made us a cup of tea and a forest cup. It was an absolute joy. When we were all thinking, I think we might be out of staying our welcome a bit.
Yeah.
We could probably start saying goodbye. He said, I'll give you a lift to the pub. He's going to take us to... We're going to go for a few drinks before the game on Thursday night. Ian offered to give us a lift.
Ian Wong, the assistant manager of Nottingham Forest Football Club.
He gave us a lift to
the pub. On the night of a European fixture.
Yeah, yeah.
Gave you and your brother George a lift to the pub.
And I was like, really? We don't want to put you out. I really don't want to put you out. He's going, no, it's fine. I'm going to the ground, so I'll drop you off at the pub around the corner. He's just...
I can't believe this.
That's the measure of the man.
Happy birthday.
How nice he is. It was amazing.
What a guy.
But the weird thing is... When I got into his Mercedes...
No, that is already weird.
Well, that is weird, but when I got into his Mercedes, I took a picture of the preset channels on his DAB radio.
Oh, let's have a look.
In the car, because look,
I recognise those brand colours anyway.
Absolute Radio Purple.
Look at that.
And when I see that level of dedication to the brand, I can't help but take
Ian
a picture
Wong
of it.
Ian Wong flicking through 80s, 90s and country.
Come
you
on.
You legend, Ian Wong.
It's amazing, isn't it?
And obviously, not only did he drop you at the pub, but went on to just score the four goals against European competition.
Got a great win as the assistant manager.
I love that.
It's amazing.
Oh my
gosh. I couldn't believe it. But yeah, it's real.
It is weird to take a picture of someone's preset.
It did feel weird. I said, sorry, Ian, this is a bit weird, but I will take a picture just to show the guys at work they're going to love your dedication to the Absolute Radio cause.
Absolutely love it. Thank you, Ian. What an amazing thing to happen.
Oh, it was a dream.
Did you invite him in for a beer?
No, he had work to do. He wouldn't possibly do that.
But did you invite him?
Yes.
No, you just presumed. You just presumed it.
Now, I feared we had received the most mundane message we'd ever received into the Breakfast Show just now from Sarah in Buckinghamshire. Sarah, no offence, I will continue. But it turns out it's a real talking point. And Sarah, I judged you and your message, and I was wrong. I was wrong to judge your correspondence. Let's get into it right now, shall we? Morning, Dave, morning, team. Is it weird that I iron my clothes as soon as they are out of the wash and dried so that I can put them away? I ask, Dave, because my colleagues don't seem to do this, and I just wonder whether or not I'm weird or not. Thanks very much. Have a great day. So, Sarah, once again, an apology. I was like, we're talking about someone, you know, ironing their clothes straight out of the wash once they're dried. I don't know if we can do that on air. And I said, well... 100% Sarah's right. You get it done, you tick it off. But Matt, you went no. You said, Dave, you're an idiot, is what you said.
I stopped.
You said, shut up, you idiot.
I stopped ironing a long time ago. It may surprise you to learn.
You're just a crumpled man.
No, I'm crease-free, though, aren't I? Look at that crease.
Do you buy crease-free clothes?
No. Don't put it in the tumble dryer, first up. Only pants and socks go in the tumble dryer, obviously. And then when they dry them on a heated area or outside in the garden in the summer months, and just sort of rub the creases out before you hang them up.
Rub the creases out.
How warm are your hands?
Have you seen his hands?
No, all they need is a little rub. As soon as you wash them, little rub.
He's decreased whole pairs of trousers of mine. When I walk in, he just places one hand at the front, one hand at the back, and then he just rubs them all the way down to the ankles, and I'm good to go.
X-Men.
Like a car wash.
It's a weird superpower, but I'll take
Iron
it.
Iron boy. Corby man.
But look, no, because what I'm saying is when you hang them on a heated area, you don't need to iron them. So that's what I'd say to Sarah.
I think you've got to get it done.
The amount of time it takes to iron. Ironing's horrible.
I think it's akin to leaving stuff to drain out on the side after you've washed it. Just dry it straight away. Get it done. Get it in the cupboards.
I'm a drainer as well.
I know what you are. I know what you are. You're trying to put the frying pan between your hands. It's not working. It only works in fabric. But there's tales from in the room of people ironing their towels.
Towel dryer, that's all.
You don't need to iron your towels, people.
And bed sheets and tea towels.
Who's got the time?
Bed sheets, goodness me. David in Wallington says, hi Dave, hi team, I'm with Matt on this one, I do the same. After I've given my wash load a second 15 minute spin to squeeze out that extra moisture,
good advice.
I also run my hands along the trousers, etc. before hanging them up. It's a game changer.
He's right, David's right.
Of course, smart shirts will get a good ironing, which Matt agreed with, but
that's
I point out to Matt he only wears like a shirt once a year. We get nominated for an award, so it's the only time Matt will wear a shirt.
So that's that, like once a year I'll use an ironing board and an iron.
People ironing with their hands is so unusual. I don't know what you started
The power of the hands.
Put those massive hands
minds away. Stop doing that mime as well. It's really freaking us out. I don't know why I want to call HR, but I kind of feel like I should.
And joining us right now on line one in Epping, we have Ali. Good morning, Ali.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Ali, welcome. Look, plot spoiler, it's not weird. You're providing a service. Oh. I love what you're doing.
I love what you're doing.
And I'm so pleased you came on air with this because it's great. It's pernickety. Yeah. It's super British. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. But I love it and it's not weird. So, Ali, it's you and your partner. I believe his name is Phil. And when you're sat down there, you're binge watching, like many of us do, some big old award winning American TV series. Yeah. You're on season two. You're just about to get to the season finale. All that kind of stuff's going on. And then all of a sudden, one of the characters on screen says, "You do the math." What do you and Phil then do?
We then, in unison, go... Yeah, so we basically really get in there and do a big S right at the end to say, no, the word is math, guys.
The word is math!
Math!
So they on screen go, "You do the math," and then Ali and Phil go...
Yes.
And when did you first do this, and the first time it happened in your relationship? How long have you been with Phil?
36 years.
36 years. So before binge watching was invented.
Yeah, a long time in the American connecting game.
You're watching this, you do the math.
Yes.
When was the first time you added the s on the end in unison? When do you think that was, Ali?
Probably decades ago, Dave. You know,
decades ago. This is a long-running thing.
I think it's just always been there.
It's just always been there, and that's how you know.
I knew that he was the man for me.
You knew that he was the man.
Exactly.
As I've said many, many times, the couple that together stay together. Ali, send our love to Phil. We will speak to you real soon. Have a great day ahead. Well done, Ali. Of course, that was you sharing the things in your life that make you a little weird. And here on this breakfast show, we celebrate that.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Absolute Radio.
And right now, well, it is Tuesday. The topic du jour, odours. I want to talk about smells. I want to talk about the smells that many people consider awful, but actually you secretly really love. Sarah in Dunstable first through the door. I really love the smell of wet dog.
Oh,
I mean, what? No.
For me.
I mean, one of the reasons I'm not a dog person, really.
You own two dogs. Stink. You can't say you're not a dog person. Yeah, you've got two of them.
I was forced into it by my family, wasn't it? I didn't say, let's go and get two puppies. I have to do it.
Did they force you to put a picture of your late dog in a bauble? I don't think they did.
Yeah, no.
That was a cat.
Yeah,
okay.
But the smell of them, the constant smells, they just reek. And I can't get on board with them. It's like, come on, stink.
An even wet dog. I mean, wet dogs are notoriously a terrible smell.
Breath,
Sarah Dunstable likes their breath.
Yeah, the breath.
I only like them when they come back from the groomers. There's a 2-day window where they smell nice. Yeah, the only time.
John, Defo Fresh Tarmac. I can't get enough.
Who doesn't love that?
My nan used to make me take deep breaths of fresh tarmac. Honestly, my Irish nan, I mean, don't do that, John. Don't do that, anybody. I didn't know any better. I was just a child. But you can't be smelling tar. I mean, deep lungfuls of tar.
What are the health benefits?
There aren't any health benefits of that. But any time Nanny Flynn saw someone tarmacking a road, she dragged me out and straight over there, get a deep breath of that, David,
get
she would
tar
say.
Tar in your lungs.
I mean, formerly of this parish, Emma Jones, last time I asked this question, one word answer, that word, pus. So, that's a smell that she really likes. One word, but quite a punch, didn't it?
I'll never forget that.
So over to you.
You'll never get that level of honesty from me, I'm sorry.
Joining us right now, we have Nick from Chislehurst. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome to the show. That is the kind of coy laughter of a man who regrets texting into
sheepish,
a breakfast show.
Sheepish.
Really regrets it. So, Nick, tell everybody the strange scent that you actually find quite appealing, and tell everybody where this smell resides.
Well, I'm regretting this now, Dave, but... the sweat that develops under your watch strap towards the end of the day. It's a weird fascination where, I don't know, you smell it and it weirdly attracts you to another sniff. And I don't know how or where this came from. I was a long time ago at school. I think I saw a school friend do it once, and then in secret, I
it's good to share. Nick.
No one's ever spoken out loud about
this. No, it's nice. It's
I
good.
Think there is something in it. Yeah, I don't wear watches, but the old rubber strap on a digital watch or a leather strap. Do you know,
are you rubber or leather, Nick? Which one do you prefer the smell of?
So I'm the same age as Matt. So Matt, back in our day when we were 10, it would have been obviously like your rubber Casio type.
Yeah,
watches,
yeah, that's what I was imagining. Yeah, yeah, I do, and I do know the smell. Yeah,
oh, you two have so much in common.
I know. I am regretting this big time. Too.
Well, a great thing to bond over.
There's a couple of reasons for you to regret this, Nick. Is that you know you've talked sheepishly about liking the sniff, but you also did decide in your message to me in the studio say that occasionally you like to lick it. So that's the first thing to regret. The second thing to regret is we did some digging, and I've got your girlfriend's number, and we're going to be speaking to her about this. Good morning, Sinead.
Good morning, team.
Sinead, the warmest of welcomes to The Breakfast Show. So how long have you been with Nick?
Two and a bit years.
They're newbies. They are newbies. So Sinead, have you ever witnessed Nick sniff or lick what has festered under his watch strap throughout the day?
No, it's actually been shrouded in secrecy.
That's how you get to the 2.5 year mark.
You've got to hold some things back.
Yeah, it's something he's told me about, but I've never witnessed it firsthand. To be honest, I mean, I think it would probably give me the massive ick if I saw it, particularly if he was, like, licking it.
Oh, my gosh, watching your partner lick the underneath of their watch strap, it doesn't get any more icky than that. So, Nick, still feeling those regrets, or are you cool now?
No, massively. What an idiot.
So what I need to know is, you said that you've heard tale of this happening. Mm-hmm. When did Nick broach this, Sinead? At what point in a relationship is it okay for one loving partner to turn to the other and divulge such a secret? I mean, when is that?
I think it was probably about 6 months in, you know, when you've kind of got over the initial, like, courting period, so to speak.
Yeah.
He definitely didn't advertise it on his Hinge profile.
Oh, watch strap sniffer.
6 foot likes to sniff his watch strap, yeah.
Hey, have you ever had a sniff, Sinead, of the strap?
God, no.
The strap of destiny.
God, no.
Oh, I don't know how you do drop it. There's a couple of things you need to know. I've never been to anywhere in Asia. I like Nickelback. No, there's one more thing, Sinead. please give it up for the very happy couple, Nick and Sinead, everybody. Well done, guys. Love you. Nicely done. Well done.
Take care.
It is Tuesday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where you join us just in time for a radio first. We are going to be sampling hot Dr. Pepper. Now, this also has a slice of lemon in it, and you're asking yourselves why? Well, during the social ammunition, Matt shared with us an advert from America from the 1960s where the people at Dr. Pepper realised that sales dropped off in the wintertime, so they decided to do a little bit of rebranding to boost those sales, and the world was introduced to hot Dr. Pepper. Now, Kate from Bedford's got in touch saying, good morning, Dave, good morning, team. I toured Texas in May last year. That's where the Dr. Pepper Museum is. And I tried hot Dr. P. It's very strange. Well, I popped out to the local supermarket.
I
purchased a Dr. Pepper and a lemon, and now we all have a mug of hot Dr. Pepper in front of us. Andrew, you can't hold your nose. That's cheating.
Sorry. All I'm getting is the lemon.
Yes. You go first.
Right, okay.
You be the newsy canary down our Dr. Pepper mine.
There is a hunk of lemon in it, and I was just trying to check what the actual flavour of Dr. Pepper is. It's not dandelion and burdock, is it?
It's similar more like, to that, though, isn't it?
But that kind of thing, like an amaretto. Pepper.
No, yeah, it's weird coke.
Cinnamony,
it's
yes.
It's weird coke.
Okay, go on, Andrea.
Oh, no. Nice slurp.
Oh, yeah, that's good for the radio there.
Oh, no. Well, I can tell you there's no bubbles.
It's lost the fizz. No bubbles. Yes. Well, I looked up the science on the fizz, by the way. Do you want to know it? The increased temperature.
Honestly, life is too short to hear this.
The increased temperature reduces the solubility of carbon dioxide in water, forcing the gas to break free from the liquid. So that's what's happened.
That was just on the tip of my tongue,
in
actually.
In the microwave. That's what's happened. So, yeah.
Okay, go on, Matt. You go next.
I like it. But I like Dr. Pepper anyway. It's
you like
flat.
Buzz balls, so...
yeah, if you put a tot of rum in this, he's went away.
It's not going to give me the same hit, I don't think.
Could you... yeah, here we go.
It's lovely.
What do you think?
Oh, no.
No, come on.
No,
it's nicer than mulled wine.
I thought I'd like it, and I do not like it.
Mulled wine. Okay, so awful. Let's do the thumbs up, thumbs down. That's the first way to go. So thumbs down from me.
Thumbs down from
double
me
double thumbs up from me.
Oh, so let's draw then.
Because Matt's got such massive hands, he just pushes us aside.
I love it. So nice.
What would you give it out of five? What's your five-star review?
Look, I'm giving it a two.
You're giving it a two? Oh.
Very generous two.
It's great and good. It really is. Yeah, lovely.
No, still disgusting. Ah. I'm giving it a one. Matt, what about you?
A nine.
Two thumbs up and a 9 out of 5. Wow, that man loves a hot Dr. P, that's for sure. Anyway, there we go. A radio first. Try it for yourselves, should you want to.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Absolute Radio.
Hello, good morning, and welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on what is Facebook's 22nd birthday. So there are two takeaways from this. The super talented young producer Matt is younger than Facebook.
What?
He has never never known a world without Facebook.
Without Zuckerberg in it.
Without Zucks up in your grill.
Oh, that is horrible.
That is horrible to think about, isn't it? No, you didn't need to hear that. So he's even making me feel old, and I'm not 30 till September. So shut up, Andrea.
Sorry.
So the other thing that you need to know about this, and I have mentioned this from time to time on the show when I need to, but I don't think Andrew will know this.
It's one of your greatest achievements.
Andrew won't know this. I believe I should, apart from maybe some Tibetan monk somewhere out in there, I am the only person in the world that has never used Facebook.
Stop.
100%.
Really?
I wouldn't even know what it looked like.
How did it pass you by? How have you avoided this?
I didn't want to see anyone from my past. I spent ages running away from them. You're kidding me? I want to be dragged back to the dark streets of Southeast London in the 90s. No, thank you very much indeed. It's all changed now, of course, though, dear.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, I've never used it, and I wouldn't know how on my previous breakfast show that I did when Facebook was in its pomp and it was what everyone who was young was talking about.
Yeah.
We used to have, like, you know, callers would go in and go, oh yeah, my auntie, she accidentally poked someone instead of posting it on the wall, and we'd all be going, I'd be going, I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about, but I'm just going to laugh along so I look like I know what's going on in the room.
Well done, your data has not been harvested. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Andrea, are you a Facebook user?
I've still got it, yeah. It's kind of useful for news and
for news,
my husband's not on anything.
Yeah.
He doesn't
like
you. He doesn't like any social media. He's only on Strava and LinkedIn, which is very, very
cool guy.
Man in finance.
I don't even know what Strava is.
That's the running one where they track your route.
Yeah.
But they normally share that on social media, so at least he's not doing that.
Exactly, he's going out on cycles and sharing pictures on that.
Has he ever drawn a rude shape on Strava? Because that's what it's for, isn't it?
You know what? I should get rid of him by suggesting that.
Yeah.
But I take him out for the day.
Go and run me up some boobies, please, hubby. Sorry.
Ding, ding.
Everyone's done it, but me. Again, that's 8, 12, 15. What's everybody seem to have done, heard, seen, enjoyed, but you haven't? Matt. Come on, hit us with the big one, because I know the one about you.
I think you're in the same boat as me.
We have this in common.
It's Game of Thrones. I've never watched it. Everyone talks about it still to this day. It's constantly referenced.
Yeah.
And I just have to say, sorry, I've never watched it. I'm probably never going to now as well. I'm past the point.
Two things here. Firstly, Old Swiss is shaking his head in disbelief because he has a replica broadsword from Game of Thrones hanging on his study wall.
He just said he'd watch Grotbags from the 80s if I watched Game of Thrones, which is a deal I'm willing to take up. Because I think you'd love it.
Do you know what? Let's hire a screening room, invite a load of listeners, and get that done. The other thing was, because I've never seen Game of Thrones either, there was a period in our recent history where there were like stars of big movies. And I'm not hating on Game of Thrones, by the way.
Amazing books, incredible TV series. Right, yeah.
I get what, you know, I'm sure people love it for all the right reasons. But there were all these like kind of big movies with, and I was like, who is that person? And Matt said, if you don't know who the new star of a movie is, just know they were in the Game of Thrones.
Yes, that was so true for a while.
And I'm calling it the Game of Thrones as well now. That's how far removed. Is he in that Game of Thrones?
Yes, he is, clearly.
So everyone else has done it, but you.
Maz got in touch. Morning. You'll love this, Matt. I have never watched an episode of Friends.
Oh, yes. Respect.
And I feel like the rest of the world have. Even my dad, when he was in his 70s, became obsessed with it.
That's harder to avoid than Game of Thrones.
It's hard to avoid.
It's impossible to avoid.
But stay strong, Matt.
Matt, tell Andrew how you described Friends.
I just said it didn't speak to me on any level. That's all. That's all.
What a review.
You were looking for the deeper meaning in the sitcom.
Exactly, yeah.
He also called The Sweet the greatest British action movie of all time.
So don't always trust my reviews.
And you do like rock bags as well.
I'll stand by that.
Morning, Dave and the team. One thing I've never done that everyone else has is seen any of the or read any of the Harry Potter stuff.
Oh.
Wow.
I tell people this and they recoil in horror.
Yeah.
It just passed me by.
Yeah. It did me until I had children and then.
I'm a worst witch kind of guy though.
Oh, I'm getting into that at the moment. It's exactly the same.
Well, I mean,
Harry Potter's
legally,
like
we shouldn't say such a
worst
thing.
You're onto something.
I like the worst witch. Ooh. Okay, Andy the trucker has gone so big and bold here that it's Michael Owen levels
of shade from
Andy the trucker. Dave, I've never read a book. Waste of space.
What? Not even as... I don't believe you.
How can he not have done it at school?
Right?
Maybe out of choice, maybe in his spare time, he's never
decided
up a book.
To read a book. All of books are waste of space.
Come on, Andy.
Yeah. Steph in North Wales won't be alone in sending this, I'm sure, but she was first through the doors. I've never watched any Star Wars. Not watched a single one.
Yeah, they are out there.
Again, that's a boat. They are out there. They're coming to get you. Julia from Worthing. Dave, I've never used a drive-through.
Ooh.
Too scared of looking like an idiot when I can't line up my car with the window.
Yeah.
It's like parallel parking with people watching.
There are some pitfalls. You know? But also, I think they're slightly overrated. You know, if they give you drinks and they spill everywhere on the car seat. I don't think they're that good.
I think, is it a slice of Americana? Is it like you feel like you're living some 50s diner kind of dream?
That's what it is.
You're not.
No, you're not.
You're just in a car park eating a burger.
Yeah.
59 years of age, Dave. Boy, never seen a James Bond movie from Johnny.
Wow, that's a big one.
What do you do at Easter?
Yeah, what do you do? Yeah.
What do you do when, like, if you don't want to watch the football during, like, a big tournament?
Yeah.
That's what ITV's for, right?
Exactly.
Surely.
That's madness.
Morning, Dave and the team. I am 48 years old and I've never had a toothache.
Oh.
What?
Amy in Yorkshire. This is a new one.
Strong enamel. Impressive enamel.
Yeah. Great bones.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Jane has never been, not to, she uses, and it's. I like the wording she uses, in A. She doesn't say I've never been to, she says I've never been in A. Greggs.
Inner Greggs, yeah.
I mean...
I avoided Greggs for a while.
Did you?
Yeah, did you?
Did.
Yeah. What made you change your mind?
I was forced to.
Really?
What do you mean you've never been to Greggs?
It was that 6 months you lived in Newcastle that really blew it for you, wasn't it? And I have never tried tea or coffee. That's from Michelle. I mean, I can't imagine. I mean,
why do you never just get intrigued and think, like us yesterday with
the hot Dr. Pepper.
Exactly, I'll try it.
Just give it a try.
I mean, saying I've never tried a hot Dr. Pepper is like a reasonable thing to message a show. But I mean, we're looking at drive-thrus, James Bond movies, toothaches, Greggs and tea and coffee. Goodness me, what's wrong with you all?
Live a little.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Home of It Happened,
but we never talk about it. Now, this was inspired by Matt Dyson's belly button.
Yes.
Remind everybody what happened.
It was poked by a man collecting an old bed from my house.
A tale as old as time.
As his arm went over the slats, my jumper hitched up, he accidentally put his finger in my belly button. And it was a very weird little split-second moment that we never have spoken about again. I've never seen him since.
No, you wouldn't see him again after that, would you? No. So it happened, but we never talk about it. Get in touch. And now here's the key point in this feature, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You tell the story in its entirety, as raw as you like. Yeah. Let it all hang out.
Graphic.
And thanks to Andrea Fox's soundbite, we'll do all the legal hard work our end. In other words...
Redacted.
Exactly. Hi, Dave. Hi, team. Whilst working at a new site, myself and the receptionist were talking about a new tattoo I had. She then showed me her new tattoo on her upper thigh. It was at that moment that I saw the top of her...
Redacted.
She realised and instantly went red. We've never spoken of it again. Craig from Derby. Keeping it on the tattoo theme. Hi, Dave. One time when I was getting tattooed, I didn't realise that the toes on my left foot were in the tattoo artist's armpit.
Little tickle. Redacted.
He was wearing a vest top. Oh. Obviously, we didn't speak about it ever again. We've got some tricky ones on the way, but we're going to start on relatively safe ground. It happened, but we never talk about it. Andy in West Somerset. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team. When I first met my girlfriend, now wife of nearly 20 years, sister, it was a bit of a gathering that involved a few beers. Anyway, it was a lovely evening. I was rolling out all my best jokes and a good impression was made. Until, when it was time to leave, her sister offered me a hug. So, of course, I accepted. Then, for a reason I still do not know to this day, I popped a tender little kiss on her neck.
Oh, what?
We have never discussed it again. Oh. Cheers, Andy.
Oh, dear. He needs that story to be redacted from his life, doesn't he? That's awkward.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team. I'm an electrician and was once asked by a customer to supply power down to their garden shed. Upon doing so, I disturbed a wasp nest in the garden and a small number of wasps decided to attack me and I was stung a couple of times on my arm. But then I felt something crawling around my groin and I realised I had a hole in the crotch of my trousers. I ran to the shed, dropped said trousers and pants and holding my...
Redacted.
Out of the way, I inspected my...
Redacted.
Then the shed door flies open and stood there with a coffee for me, is my customer. Oh. She looked me in the eye, then at my...
Redacted.
Said, oh, I'm sorry, turned on her heel and shut the door. She is still a customer to this day, but we've never spoken of it since. Simon in Hereford. Estelle in Redditch got in touch saying, good morning, Dave, good morning, team. While she was deciding on which dress to wear to the work Christmas party, a colleague sent her a photo of her in what she was deciding to wear that night. Mm. Unfortunately, in the reflection of the window behind her was her husband. He was completely naked. His...
Redacted.
And too...
Redacted.
Clear as day. It happened.
Oh, no.
But we never talk about it. Now, this next one is kind of the super injunction of it happened, but we never talk about it. I've struggled to make this broadcastable.
Oh. Yeah,
and honestly, both the producers have got their heads in their hands that I'm even going to attempt to do this. But I am, because this is what I promised.
Yeah, you asked for this.
I said I'd make it broadcastable, and that's what I'm going to try. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team. I've been with my partner for 13 years. And I pride myself on being able to...
Redacted.
With my...
Redacted.
One night a few weeks ago, I went out for a few drinks with the girls and came home feeling like a...
Redacted.
I proceeded to...
Redacted.
Him with my...
Redacted.
And I...
Redacted.
We've never mentioned it and we never will. This is why I love him and we are getting married next year. What a lucky fella.
Whoa.
I mean, fancy sending that into a radio station.
They sent that. It's way too much information.
This one is so unbelievably awkward.
Yeah, it is.
Dave, I was working in a customer's house and walked past a black and white picture that looked like Ziggy Stardust. I turned to the customer and I said, "Are you a big David Bowie fan?" And he replied, "That's my wife."
Oh, no. Oh,
I had to stay at the property for 3 hours. It happened. But we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Did she have a lightning bolt across her face? Like, what was...
I suppose, of all the eras, just... Ziggy Stardust era is probably the best, I suppose.
Well, possibly. I mean, it's just the stay for 3 hours. I mean, that is just so unbelievably awkward.
At least it
awkward.
Wasn't Jareth the Goblin King. Yeah.
And we end on another really, really awkward tale that begins, "Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team. A number of years ago, I started dating somebody who's 5 years younger than me. After a couple of weeks, she invited me to a family barbecue to meet her mum. I accepted. When I turned up, I recognised the mother, but wasn't quite sure where from. After a few drinks, me and my girlfriend's mum got chatting. I said, 'I recognise you, but I can't remember where from.' This is when the bombshell was dropped. She started reminding me that I still owed her a drink. That she knew me from the White Swan Inn. My heart sank when I realised the mother was a...
redacted.
..from my younger days.
Oh, no.
The girlfriend is now my wife of over 20 years, and myself and my mother-in-law have never spoken of it again. 20 years.
They can't now. They can't mention it now.
What would you do? I don't know. How would you even begin the thought? I can't even... Wow.
That's so awkward.
You can't... I mean, what... Does your wife know? Did they ever broach it with the...
I'm impressed that they did get married, because that's so awkward. I'd have been like, and I'm leaving the barbecue.
I've got to go. Yeah, I wouldn't have even finished my hot dog, let alone got married.
Out, walked straight out of the garden gate. That's the only way
to deal with that. I would have just turned to everyone, I would have gone...
redact.
..and then left. Yeah. So do keep them coming. There's plenty of room next week on The Breakfast Show for these. It happened, but we never talk about it.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. Thank you for joining us here on The Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where a month ago I chucked it out there that I was looking for a very unique individual, someone who would do something for me that I don't think many people would. But guess what? You didn't let us down. We found that individual, and her name is Emma, and she's in Southport. So once again, let's say good morning to Emma. Hey, Em.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Emma, it is great having you back on the show. So for those of you who may have missed it, let me tell you what the big ask was. Mm. I wanted to find one listener who was willing to keep their Christmas tree up all year round. And Emma said, "Sure thing, Davey boy. I'll do that for you." So we last spoke on the 6th of January. It is, of course, the 6th of February today. Emma, my first question has to be, is that Christmas tree still up? Is our deal still on?
It's up.
Yay!
It's not Christmas. It's a Valentine's tree.
Valentine's tree. So when we spoke a month ago, you said that might be the technique you would use. You'd theme it as the months went by, because we are going to be speaking again on the 6th of March, just to let you know. Yeah. So what does a Christmas tree / Valentine's Day hybrid look like, Emma? Because not many people obviously would have seen such a thing.
So we've got pink bows, we've got hearts, we've got pink ribbon, we've got balloon hearts.
Wow.
It's a plethora of love.
Wow.
You'd love to have that at yours, wouldn't you, Dave? You
know me
that.
So well, Andrea.
You
should have kept that tree.
Now we're on the 6th of Feb. I mean, are people who visit your home, are they starting to go, "Hey, Em, I don't mean to be rude, but, you know, what's going on with the old Christmas tree still being up, my friend?" Are there any people starting to question you?
No one's really noticed, which is really random.
They're just too polite to bring it up.
Is everyone doing this now? Maybe this is the norm.
Wow, yeah.
So, Emma, I mean, obviously, you know, the Winter Olympics start today. You know, we touched on that in the social ammunition about an hour ago. Have you got any kind of interest in maybe going a little bit more niche on the theme of the tree? If you're keeping it up all year, sure, it's great, and I'm not telling you what to do here. It's great to focus on big days like Valentine's Day and so on and so forth. But, yeah, you know, we've got the World Cup coming up this summer. You know, there's a lot of other things you could probably do with that tree as we check in with you once a month. What are you thinking?
Well, there's a lot on my list, I'll be honest.
Oh, yeah. Wow, good.
Go on.
Yes. So, obviously, we're Valentine's. I've already got the decor for Easter, so that's boxed off.
An Easter tree.
We're doing Easter.
Yeah, that's done.
So, obviously, I live in Southport, and we're hosting the Open this year. The golf.
Of course.
Nice.
Yeah, so we may have to go down the golf route at some point.
Yeah, some tees on the tree,
We've got football fans in the house. We're going to have to do the World Cup. I don't think I'm going to be able to get away with that.
Okay.
I am a huge Prince fan.
Okay.
And in June, it would be his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a Prince tree.
Because, oh, my gosh.
Purple tree.
Love it, purple
it's
tree.
It's purple. I'm putting him at the top.
Yes.
I'm putting him. He's going to be at the top.
Yeah.
Well, as they say, it's what he would have wanted. I mean, that is what that saying was invented for, Peter, isn't it?
It really is,
Emma, I don't want any more plot spoilers, but like we said we were going to check in with you once a month. You said you'd keep your Christmas tree up for an entire year, and you've already got everything planned out till the summer, which is just spectacular, isn't it?
Yeah, very organised.
Emma, lovely speaking to you. Lots of love to the family. Have a great weekend. Thank you for making my dreams a reality, and we will speak to you on the 6th of March, okay?
Fantastic. I will speak to you in a month.
Cheers, Em. Take care of yourself. I'm loving a Prince tree.
She's great. She's delivering on every level.
We're doing it. We're really doing it.
Now, they're like hen's teeth on this breakfast show. What am I talking about? I'm talking about shout-outs. You just can't get one. I'm not that kind of radio DJ. But as you're all so smart, what I like to do is give you the opportunity to earn a shout-out. That's the key difference. So I want your name. I want to know where you are, what you want in your shout-out. It's going to be shout-out time before 9 a.m. And of course, as promised, we've got some wordplay fun. It's called The Smash. And right now, I'm inspired by a story, the kind of story only Matt Dyson could bring us in The Social Ammunition. And it involves Sir Elton John's knees up to his own neck.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, well, he had a knee replacement surgery. He kept his kneecaps and had them turned into jewellery. He's got a gold necklace around his neck with a big chunk of baked bone in it. Mm. And then he's got another one turned into a brooch.
Yeah. Did he get confused? He thought he was doing hubcaps? Or
I'm not sure.
So, inspired by Sir Elton John wearing his own kneecaps as a necklace, we are going to smash together body parts and the playlist. Yes, body parts versus the playlist at 8, 12, 15. As I say, it's crucial that you include your name, where you are, what you would like in your shout-out. Let it knee! Let it knee!
Of course.
Stop thighing your heart out.
I like it.
That's what I got.
I like
it. What about you, Matt?
I've got an Elton John knee-based one. Goodbye, Patella Brick Road.
What's a patella?
It's in the knee.
Oh, OK. Wow, that's brilliant.
Head shaped by spleen and you give me femur by Peggy Knee.
Very good work. How are we looking?
I've got one good one, one lazy one. How about rib cage against the machine? So we're going slightly
good.
Higher.
Very good, yeah.
Slightly
good.
Higher than the knee. And just elbow.
Oh,
that works.
It's
simple.
Nothing's changed.
In fact, I'm inspired by that. I'm going to play Elbow next on the main station.
Oh, really?
It's a really good idea. I'm going to play one day like this. Yeah, very good. 8, 12, 15, body parts versus music.
The Head Hot Chili Peppers from Jamie in Glasgow.
Hand
on the Run is nice from Sam in Birmingham. Pelvis Costello is very good work from Kev in Leeds. Guns and Noses from Bunny in Rothie. Red Spine from Louise in Stratford. Mike in Chester's literally like, Dave, take your pick. You got Ears for Fears or Tears for Ears.
I like the latter, I think. Yeah.
Alex in Edinburgh, not quite getting a memo on the smash. Must be one of our many new listeners. So, Alex, firstly, welcome to the show. See, what Alex has done is taken the name of a song that already has a body part in it, so it was as perfect as it was. It would even be considered lazy punning.
Mm.
He's then taken that body part out and replaced it. So what I have before me now in the studio is a total eclipse of the bum.
It's not working,
right,
is it?
Yeah, it doesn't really scan, does it?
He's misunderstood what the game
yeah,
is,
the
I
memo,
think.
Yeah. What you got over there, Matt?
John in Staines has gone for Tell Me Eyes, Tell Me Sweet Little Eyes. John's Sweet Little Eyes, I love them. Chest of You, says Claire in Newcastle. Saturday Night Femur for Jamie in Loughborough.
Yes.
Sarah in Hornchurch has gone for for jumping back flash. And Antonio in Oxted suggests flowers in the shindo.
Flowers nice. In the shindo is where we will leave it. Congratulations, everybody, on your always very impressive wordplay skills.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
And so here we go yet again with radio's easiest game to play. The problem is, this is the thing, it is radio's easiest game to play. There's not many easier than this. That's why everybody loves it. It's
so
universally
hard
loved.
To win.
It is so hard to win, isn't it? It's just so hard.
I feel like we're having quite hard words at the moment. It feels like going through a difficult
patch. I think you're just making excuses.
Yeah, I mean, I take some of the blame as well, obviously.
No, you should take some of the blame. But then again, you've been crowned the five words champion on several occasions. It can happen.
I know it's such a rare thing when the stars align.
It can happen. And hoping to do it this morning, we have Michael. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. Michael joins us in the mornings on the main station and 70s, has scored 5 out of 5 whilst playing along at home.
Yes. Come on.
And would most like to be paired with you, Andrea. So let's spin the random player generator. Here we go.
£5,000. Player generator.
Matt Dyson. Andrea Fox. Free choice.
It's going to be Andrea.
Free choice.
Ooh. Michael, would you like to stick with Andrea?
Let's give Andrea a win, shall we?
Let's do that. Let's get Andrea a win.
Luck.
Here's your walkout music. There's a fox in the hen house. Love me some Luke Combs. I really, really do. So, Michael, as you are fully aware, having matched 5 out of 5 in your homestead, it is time for me to give you 5 words. You need to say the first word that comes to mind. Shortly, I'll give Andrea the same 5 words. If all 5 match up, you've won £5,000. So, good luck. Let's play 5 words, £5,000. And your first word is dinner. D-I-N-N-E-R. Dinner.
Dinner party.
Yes, yeah. I think that's a safe bet.
Artificial.
Intelligence.
Yeah, that's nailed on.
Dance. D-A-N-C-E. Dance.
Ooh. There's a couple to that. Hang on a minute.
Take your time, Michael. There's no rush.
Thank you. Thank you. Dance school.
Dance school.
Great.
Yeah.
The penultimate word this morning is album.
Album. Oh my goodness, really?
Yeah, I know. Hard words this season, that's what I'm saying.
Album. Album cover?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the one, yeah.
Or collection,
or
I think.
Sleeve.
I think that's good, Michael. That's really good. And finally, the word is total. T-O-T-A-L. Total.
Oh, what's recall?
Yes.
Total
nice,
recall.
Michael. Loving your work. Loving your work.
That needs a revisit. Michael, nicely done. We have your 5 words.
Thank
they are
you.
All locked in. And Andrea, your preference is in play. Next.
5 words.
Absolute Radio.
Ah, Andrea, there you are. Hello, hi. Hello, and welcome back to the Hen House. Michael, it is time to play 5 words, £5,000. Good luck to you both.
Thank you.
Good luck, Andrea.
Thank you, Michael.
The first word this morning, dinner.
Plate. Oh.
Dinner party. Dinner party was a really good answer. Dinner plate.
But perhaps
not so
quite
much.
70s, I suppose, dinner party. Do they, no, they still
have people still
there,
have dinner parties.
It's an age thing.
It might
Michael,
be.
Michael, don't let him drag you down. It was like perfectly acceptable dinner. Of course people still have dinner parties.
I have a dinner party, yeah.
Dinner parties started in the 70s. That's when they were massive.
I don't know if they started in the 70s. I think people had dinner with their friends before the 70s, Matt.
Yeah, but they didn't call them a dinner party,
did they?
They
were doing it in the 1700s.
They just say, let's meet up for something to eat. Yeah.
That's why the last dinner party are called the last dinner party,
So Michael did a contemporary reference to a Brit-nominated band that we love here.
Amazing work.
And you just said the word plate.
Sorry.
Okay, let's do the other words, though. Artificial.
Artificial. flavouring.
Oh my God, what?
I felt certain you would say what Michael said.
Artificial intelligence is the answer.
I was honestly thinking flavouring or grass.
Yeah. Artificial pitch is a good one.
Oh, goodness me.
Sorry.
Dance. That's not a word. I mean, do something. Do anything to rescue this. Dance.
Move.
That's good. That's dance school, though.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
This is so
well, you
hard
learn all the moves.
We could be on a zero here.
Oh,
what
no.
have you got for album?
Album.
Album's hard.
I don't know if it is album. I think what Michael said is
Michael said is good.
But
it took him a while to get there.
Oh, okay. Okay. Album. Sleeve?
Cover.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
So close.
Very close.
So it's probably best you don't match this one, really. Just to spare the nation the song. We've done it twice in a row.
Breathe. 300.
Total.
Wipeout.
Recall.
Well, I couldn't say Eclipse of the Heart, because that's not one word, is it?
It doesn't matter at this stage. Zero out of five, which means Michael has not won the money, but he has captured the hearts and minds of the nation, because during Michael Give Me His Words, he made this incredible sound.
Ooh.
And during the last song, I realised I'd heard that sound somewhere before, and of course it was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Michael, this is a gift to you.
Thank you. Ooh.
Amazing.
Some thought he sounded like he was in Witness Protection, but no. I thought he sounded like Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It's good, isn't it?
Yes.
That's fabulous. You've got a great voice, Michael.
You've got a great future as a Yellow covers band.
Yeah. Michael, it was great having you on the show. Thank you for joining us in the mornings on the main station and Absolute Radio 70s, but it is 0 out of 5 on 5 words, 5 grand.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Absolute Radio.